to wonderful writer Suzanne Owens.
Oh, good. I'm going to read a poem from a book that I haven't looked at for 2 years about great actresses, famous, funky, and forgotten. This one is about Eleonora Duse. She was born in Italy and Sarah Bernhardt's rival, but the mentor of many, not only while she was alive, but after her death. She revolutionized the art of acting by searching for the truth in all her portrayals. Before Eleonora came along, there were 5 gestures for 5 different emotions, and each gesture was the same according to what the emotion was. So she changed the art of acting, and it's still taught in New York in the Actors Studio. I sleep in the dark, take refuge on the roof, then pack my bags and move on. Short-lived lodgings, temporary schools, where welcome mocks and scorn sends me shrinking to the back of the room. I am merely a strolling player, as hurt by derision as the slam of a door, packing my bags and moving on from town to town, where the great pickers think I am a nobody, but I wear my pride and fine clothes. I know the casket is only a stage prop. The gilt is not real gold, and candles are a luxury. While the workers remain in the vineyards, dropping grapes into wicker baskets, we load the wagons with paper scenery, drop our clothes into bags, and move on. When I am 4, my old aunt slaps me in order to make me cry. I escape off stage, howling to hide in my grandfather's trunk while they laugh. Must I cry in order to make them laugh? Long before my grandfather Luigi became the toast of Venice, the darling of Padua, even he, after sweeping them away with his monologue, said, sometimes you have to cry in order to make them laugh. Pack your bags, we're moving on. Like Garibaldi's ragged band, we plod the dusty roads, playing out our roles, moving on. On. And so my body learns how to die. My lips learn how to breathe their last. Poison draws them back to show my teeth. My tongue and voice learn how to snarl. My eyes learn how to roll back. My hair, black and heavy, learns how to drag my head down like an anchor. My hands learn how to clutch my throat, to stab, my body how to be stabbed, how to fall in silence as smoke falls, curls, drops, knees, hips, arms, how to sink in the throes of agony and the writhing of death. With no one to play the younger roles, like a greedy landowner, I annex one small part after another until the night I take that one step, this world in exchange for the other, bearing on its wings my old uncle, transformed into a young lover more beautiful than any god. The moment I stretch out my arms, take that step with no thought in it, I awake inside the world that holds knowledge beyond grape pickers, chimney pots, trains, and the smell of departures streaming across Lombardy. And so, in the smoking acrid stench of naphtha lights and amphitheaters, I begin to experience something deeper. Richer, stranger, breathe moments of beauty and risk. I make the journey more and more. I stay longer and longer, forgetting myself in the quest for something I can't define. Calm, feline, and patient, I stay in the ambiguous dot, waiting for the small light of the impossible, while the conduit back becomes more and more difficult and harder to find. Why do you stand with your head bent that way and biting your lips? The audience can't hear you. They can't even see your face. Why don't you fall to your knees, fling your arms? At least you could pace a little. You must exaggerate to appear natural. This is art, not life. No. When I am in a tumult, I do not do those things. I'm fighting inside myself. I haven't yet discovered how to show what I feel. I don't want to act it. I want to be the tumult. My strength lies in my ugliness. I can be beautiful if I want to be. It's the best kind of beauty to have. I can take it on and put it off, like take it off like a cape. I'll make up my soul, not my face. I'll act with my whole body. The fire and abandon will be seen in my back, even if my back is turned to the audience. With Martino, the prince of lovemakers, I found a world of paradise on a small mattress and learned the body as well as the mind has its own language. I know words are not the most important thing in this world. That's true.
That was just awesome, Suzanne. One more big hand for Suzanne Owens.